Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Tell folks who don't know about the Ultimate Image.
Oh, well, we've been in business since 89, and we're out on Jolly Road. We're a full-service salon. It's great. I've been doing it for a long time, and it's wonderful to make women beautiful and have a good time with it. So.
And that's your job, to make women look good.
That's right. That's what we do.
How's business?
Business is very good. Thank you.
Is it tough to do business in this climate? Could the rules, regulations, tax situations be better?
Oh, well, that's a given. That's a given. You're a small business. You have to have somebody on your side. It's tough right now.
What could state government do to make it easier for you?
Ooh, that's pretty tough for me because I'm a little on one side here, but in our industry alone, it's a little challenging. Those who, this is a really one of those subjects. Mm-hmm. If you're an independent contracting salon versus a commission-based salon, it's very tough to stay in the market because when you're an independent contracting salon, people kind of claim what they feel like claiming as their income, and so it's tough to keep employees because you got to claim everything in our industry.
So 21 years you've been at it. What's been the secret?
Good partner.
And you speak of Susie Wyman.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yep. We've been together since beauty school, which has been a very, very long time ago.
So what keeps the good employees that you have staying, and what keeps customers coming back?
Our atmosphere, our commitment to our clients, our commitment to business, and the people who come there appreciate professionalism and teamwork, and that's what you get in our industry with commission-based salons, is you get teamwork. Everybody works together.
Well, you and Susie are Gimpers. You love serving the community. You love serving people. I've been very fortunate to serve in some charity capacities with you. And I'm so glad to have you here, not only to see you, but to talk about something I know that's near and dear to your heart. And this sounds like a Barb thing. It's a breast thing event. Where did you come up with that title?
Oh, you know, it's one of those brainstorming times you have. You've got to have a catchy phrase. You got to get people's attention. And
it's a breast thing does that. That's for sure.
It's something that there's four women. We got together 3 years ago, and what can we do more for breast cancer? What more can we put out there? You know, everybody's doing the runs, everybody's doing the walks, everybody's doing the same old thing. We wanted to do something out there a little different. So four of us got together, myself, Susie Wyman, Dr. Carol Slomsky, who is a breast surgeon, and Tony Bravant. And so we brainstormed, put this together. This is our third annual event. The first 2 years, we donated the money to the Carefree Medical Clinic to take care of women's breast health there. They need all the help they can get there. It's a wonderful organization. Last year, we decided to turn It's a Breast Thing into its own foundation or its own nonprofit. And so this year, we are doing it on our own and for our own organization. And what we do is we help breast cancer patients with their out-of-pocket expenses. Treatments and medications nowadays are far and beyond what insurance will cover. We have so many people in the Michigan area who do not have health insurance. so they will be able to apply for grants on our website. It's a breastthing.org. And we hope to have that up and running very, very quickly. I'm sure with all the donations that will be coming in, we will have plenty to be able to help people.
Why breast cancer? Why are you so passionate?
We have been supportive of breast cancer for, oh my gosh, many years. We have sold pink ribbons. We made this up ourselves many years ago. We sell pink ribbons in our salon for $1 a piece, and we, for many years, donated it to MSU for research. We have a lot of clients. We deal with females. We deal with breast cancer every day. It's just heartbreaking, you know, to have somebody dear to us that, you know, announces to us that they've been diagnosed. So it's just something that we are very passionate about.
Okay, well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and give me the specifics about It's a Breast Thing. What's going to happen?
It's an event this year. It's down in Old Town, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's at Perspective 2. They have a very unique facility there. Great fun to be there. It is, boy, there's a lot going on. We have a doctor this time, and the theme of the evening this time is myth versus fact. We will have 10 exhibitors. They are all health-oriented exhibitors. And at each station, there will be a question about breast cancer. And then during the presentation, the doctors will address all of those questions. Some of our exhibitors this year are Another Look Hair Institute, American Cancer Society, the Breast Cancer of Lansing, MSU Lymphedemia Clinic, Dr. Lee Colony, Dr. Robert Watts, Wright and Philippus, the YMCA. Those are just some of the exhibitors that we have. Also, what we do is we involve the community. We do decorated bras, and this is where we bring people there for the fun, and then by accident, they learn things about breast cancer. These decorated bras are all over town. We have them we have a lot of them in the salon because we have people who don't have businesses.
Kind of like the Victoria's Secret with the diamonds all over them, but you're just being more creative.
Wild. Huh. They are wild. They are so much fun. We probably have 4 bras at Ingham all over the place. We've got them at Dr. Watts' office, B&A Florist, Bottoms Up, Chico's, even in Eaton Rapids City Hall. They're doing a bra there. We got Molehole, Cutter's Point East, Creative Wellness, Kelly's Consignment, Essential Bodywear, Little by Little. You know, all of these places, they're just so supportive. And when we come to them every year and ask if they want to decorate a bra, they are all on board.
So businesses and individuals compete for the 11th best decorated bras, and the community, we can vote for them.
Yes, you come and you can vote for them. And then what happens from there, these top 11 bras, what I do, I create a calendar, and my models are breast cancer survivors. They model these in wild, crazy bras. I put them in costumes. We have a photographer this year. Her name is Michelle Hoffman. She is volunteering her time and professionalism. She will be photographing my models. And then my son, who works for BRD, he creates the calendar for me. And we sell these calendars at the salon. They're wall calendars and desk calendars. And then the money goes to It's a Breast Thing.
So Wednesday, October 6th, which is coming up 5 to 9 p.m., there'll be exhibits of the bras. There'll be a breast quiz you can take. You can vote for the bras. There'll be a silent auction. Dr. Tucker will be there speaking. And all the proceeds will go to It's a Breast Thing Fun. And if I know you, there'll be nice food and beverages there, and it'll be a nice way to spend an evening.
Yes, the silent auction is on the bras as well. And then we've had some wonderful donated items.
And this just isn't for women. Anybody can come, right?
We have a lot of supporting spouses and, you know, friends.
And then also, you're going to have the models there with the bras?
No, they won't have them on.
Okay.
No, they won't. But at the end of the evening, there is a reception, and everyone will be able to meet the past models and the present models. And they're just incredible people.
Okay, once again, Wednesday, October 6th from 5 to 9 p.m., Perspective 2 is located at 319 East Grand River in Old Town. And Barb, for more people who want more information, how do they call and what's the website?
The website is itsabreastthing.org. We have a email address. It's itsabreastthing@ymail.com. And if you want to call us and talk to somebody, then it is 381-5432, and that's our salon.
And Barb McKessie is one of the owners, along with Susie Wyman, of the Ultimate Image Esthetique, located in Okemos. And thank you so much. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me.